Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pod Diva.
Hello, divas.
Hello, hello.
You're listening to Pod Diva. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your weekly podcast. I'm Rachel Shelley, and today on the Diva Debrief, we are swept away on a sea of bobbing black and white footballs. We are drowning in soccer symbols and tortured lioness metaphors because... well, you know why. You can't get away from football at the moment. The FIFA World Cup coming from, of all places, Qatar. But more of that and the LGBT controversy surrounding it later. Because footy is, of course, also on the cover of your favourite gorgeous glossy monthly in the form of the fiercely brilliant Beth Mead. Diva's December cover queen is the out and proud lioness football star who helped bring it all home this summer. Hurrah for Beth Mead.
It's coming home. It's coming. Yes, absolutely. Let's sing for Beth and for the lionesses.
Yay. Joining me on the Diva Debrief this month is the woman who brings all this gorgeous glossiness to you every month. Her royal diva of all divaness, a roaring lioness in her own right. She dribbles words and scores publishing goals left, right and centre, being nominated for Editor of the Year 2022, no less, by the British Society of Magazine Editors. It's Diva Magazine's Editor-in-Chief, a self-proclaimed lesbian Christmas cliche, Roxy Bourdillon.
Oh, Rachel. I mean, another fabulous, lovely introduction, but I can't quite get over she dribbles words. Rachel, like, I'm loving your use of a football metaphor. I'm all for a metaphor. But dribbling words, darling, I don't sound very concise.
I know, it's tortured. It is tortured every month. I've got to ramp it up just a bit more.
I love it. Good. I'm all for it. I love it.
How was this month's issue of Diva for you, lovely Roxy? Can you tell us a bit about the process?
Absolutely. Well, it was lovely. It's our December issue, so it's a particularly festive one. And I love what our designer, Fernando, has done with the cover, which is glorious and gold. In honour of the Golden Boot herself, Beth Mead.
Of course.
That's it.
Of course.
And also in honour of festive razzmatazz. It's a lovely issue. There is loads of festive stuff. We've got the Ultimate Diva Christmas Gift Guide. And by the way, I will happily accept anything from the Festive Femmes page. We've got some awesome interviews. We've got some really juicy features. It is. It's an awesome issue, if I do say so myself.
And I have to say, Roxy, I am really appreciating those red baubles you have hanging from your ears today. And the green tinsel that you have wrapped in your hair. And even the elf ears that you are wearing. For me, it's a bit early for Christmas, but this is the December issue. When you're prepping and writing, how is that? Because you're doing that, what, in October? Do you get to Christmas and be like, oh, I'm so over it? I don't think so. You are, as you say, a lesbian Christmas cliche.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for noticing my elf ears, which quite frankly, if I do say so myself, I am rocking the lesbian elf look over here. Also, Rachel, another treat for you. Not only the baubles and all of this, But today, during our lovely call, I'm drinking my morning coffee from...
Whoa, but she's a beauty.
Isn't she, though? A lovely big coffee mug with none other than Mrs. Claus on it, looking gorgeous.
So you are fully in the festive spirit. I love that. Jingle, jingle, all the way.
Well, exactly. It is a bit discombobulating working in a magazine because you are operating on some alternative timeline and you are sort of doing Christmas stuff way early and all of that, but luckily for me, I bloody love the build-up. Do you know what, it's not even the day itself I love, it's the build-up. I love permission to be my most spangly sequined Santa Claus coffee drinking version of myself I can. So I'm very happy. Like, I've already, I think November the 6th, I'm like to my girlfriend, babes, bonfire night's out the way, I'm sorry, but welcome to Christmas town. And that we've got tinsel, we've watched Carol like 5 times.
To gloves.
Thank you. To gloves. I am a ho-ho homosexual and I love it. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be doing a premature Christmas build-up.
Oh, I love it. Christmas. So there's articles in the magazine talking about the highs and lows of the year. And as Linda Riley, our diva godmother and publisher, states in her opening letter in Diva Magazine this month, there are always highs and lows. While same-sex marriage was legalized in Mexico this year, reported hate crime on LGB people in the UK has gone up 42%. I'm not sure that we could do this podcast without mentioning how, at the time of recording, we're all still reeling from just despicable, sickening news coming out of Colorado Springs, a mass shooting at Club Q. It doesn't get lower than that. And of course, our most heartfelt condolences to anyone and everyone who's affected by these atrocities. I mean, know that we stand with you in solidarity and in love. Difficult to mention, but I don't think we can avoid it, Roxy.
No, absolutely. It's very important to mention this. It has been devastating. And as you say, our thoughts are most certainly with those affected by the shooting. It's a very painful reminder of the fragility of life and of the extreme violence that exists in the world, and the grim fact that despite the many advances we have made, our community does still face danger. And, you know, we need to mourn for those we've lost. We need to honour those we have lost, and we need to continue striving for true equality and a world that is safe for everyone, including our beautiful queer community.
Yeah, well said, Roxy, well said. And as we know, the ramifications of these horrific events, they're far greater than most of us can even imagine, which is why this month's Beyond Borders will, I think, resonate so strongly with listeners, because it does for me. Jude Silberfeld, they were a journalist in Paris focusing on queer issues. And then after the 2015 Paris atrocities, the terrorist attacks, their life changed and they had to move to Normandy, to a much quieter place. Jude is a sapphic fiction reviewer. Their reviews feature on websites like Jude in the Stars and Les Review Books. Let's have a listen to Jude.
There's something very soothing about the music of the sea. The beach here is pebbles, it's not sand. The sound of the pebbles under the waves, it's just wonderful, very soothing, even when it's loud. It's just very rhythmic. I love it. I just love it.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Judith, ou Jude, et je vis à Étretat. Hi, my name is Judith, or Jude. I live in France, in Étretat, in Normandy, with my wife. I'm 51 and I'm a non-binary lesbian. I grew up in Paris and spent most of my life there until the end of my studies, where I went to Glasgow in Scotland for a year. And I loved my year there. I loved the city, I loved the people, I loved the other students. And it's where I came out to, so it's special for me for that reason as well. And then I met my wife. And I came back to Paris to be with her.
I was a journalist for almost 20 years, mostly in queer media. I covered the first same-sex marriage in France. I covered all sorts of community events, and the last big one was the same-sex marriage debates before the law was passed in 2013. It was all very exciting, but in the end, it was also all very exhausting. And my life changed completely in 2015. I was burnt out. What I thought was my dream job was killing me from the inside. And the terrorist attacks in Paris in November 2015 triggered my PTSD from a previous attack when I was a child. I stopped functioning then. I know it may sound weird, but I really believe it saved my life. I started writing reviews as part of my therapy, in a way, as a way to get all of my thoughts out of my head, and also to keep track of my reading, because I forget a lot. I forget the books. I forget everything. I started reading sapphic fiction, or lesfic, when I came out, in the mid-90s, when I was in Glasgow. I have a blog now, judimthestars.com, on which I review sapphic fiction in English. I also post my reviews on Goodreads and on a website called Les Review Books. I love everything. Well, I don't love everything, but I will try almost everything, even though my favorite genres are probably romance, sci-fi, and urban fantasy. But I'm very curious, so I'll give anything a chance. It has become something else, something bigger. It's about sharing the love, about supporting authors, especially indie authors or authors with small publishers. I always try to remember there's a human being with feelings behind the book. Because we're all different, we all like different things. Whenever someone messages me to tell me that they bought a book and hopefully enjoyed it after reading my review, whether I liked the book or not, I really like that. That's really a fantastic feeling, the idea that you've helped someone match with a book. Étretat is a small village, but it's also a very touristy place, especially in the summer. Millions of people come see the cliffs and the scenery. There's a reason the Impressionist movement was born in the area. You have beautiful colors, beautiful light, beautiful scenery all around. And the atmosphere changes completely then. It goes from very quiet to have the rumor, the sound all the time. And sometimes it's too much with people who get angry because they can't find a parking place or they get stuck in traffic, which I understand. But I also like that so many people come to appreciate the beauty. I'm an introvert with anxiety and dyspraxia. Leaving Paris and my old life was the best decision I could make at the time. I love the quiet. I love reading in the garden when the sun is out. Birds singing in the trees with one of my cats keeping me company. Going from a big, lively, noisy, exciting city to a small village by the sea was a huge change. About 1,000 people live here year-round. The queer community I knew in Paris is a very distant memory now. Last June, Le Havre, which is one of the two closest cities to where I live, had its first ever Pride March, and we went. It was wonderful. It felt like going back to basics, to what matters, to why these parades are needed in the first place. Things that the bigger marches, like the ones I've been to in Paris or London or New York, tend to forget. And the mix with sponsors and big parties doesn't always work, but it did give me hope in something in the future. Watching the sun set over the sea can be very moving, and we often get incredible colors and light.
When people see this for the first time, they start clapping just because it makes them happy. I love this feeling. I mean, it's just beautiful.
I love it here, and thanks to my wife's patience and support and love, I love my life in a way I don't think I ever did.
Thank you so much, Jude, for sharing those very raw and very intimate recordings with us at Pod Diva. I love what Jude says there about the sea and the rhythmic soothing sounds of it. I feel like that about the sea and the stones, especially that sound of the water draining through the stones. I love it. I agree with that. Did it resonate with you, Roxy?
100%. Thank you, Jude, for sharing that. As you say, Rachel, that was really intimate and beautiful and powerful. And I definitely feel that the healing power of the ocean, the healing power of reading sapphic fiction, those two things that, you know, on their own can seem quite simple, being in nature, looking at some water, or reading a book that makes you feel seen. But actually, it's those things that are so powerful in grounding us, in calming us, and in healing us. And I thought that was really beautifully said.
Yes, thank you, Jude. It was. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what her PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, looks like after such, you know, the Paris terrorist attacks of 2015. The really positive part of this feature is when Jude mentions how the love of their wife has helped save Jude. Mm. That's truly beautiful. I thought that was lovely. And I think ultimately, whoever you are, that's what keeps you swimming, stops you sinking.
Mm. Pod Diva.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Diva. Going back to the magazine December's Diva issue, Nick Crozara, the lovely Nick, wrote an article where they talk about attending a Bristol butch bar. And Nick says at one point, Twitter was lying to us. And that really jumped out at me because Twitter had led Nick to believe that everyone was angry and that the community was polarized for and against trans people. And yet Nick went along and had such a positive experience in real life. And that is so refreshing to hear, the simplicity of getting together with people who see you and understand you and to share your experiences. It just sounded so positive. What did you think, Roxy?
Well, I totally agree. I absolutely love Nick's article. Nick is such a gorgeous writer.
Yeah.
And they've written very beautifully and vividly about this wonderful, uplifting experience of feeling embraced by the butch community. They write that the event, shout out for Bristol Butch Bar, was unapologetically butch and unapologetically inclusive and full of butch and trans joy together. And that is wonderful. And it's also, like, as a queer person, that is so much more representative of the queer community that I know and love. So I think it's really fantastic to see the positivity, to see the community, to see the coexisting happily and celebrating and supporting each other. That's really, really lovely and very powerful to read about.
All our listeners know we love a bit of queer joy uplifting everyone. That's exactly what the cover does. Oh my goodness, Beth Mead. Beth is a 27-year-old football star, in case you didn't know. She plays for Arsenal. She was player of the tournament and won the Golden Boot earlier this year in the UEFA Women's Euros, which England, Lionesses, of course, won. She was also the competition's highest goal scorer. I mean, this woman is a goal-scoring machine. It's incredible. In Diva magazine this month, we have an exclusive excerpt from her book, which is called Lioness, My Journey to Glory, stories that are both professional and personal from Beth Mead. She's clearly a very driven, hugely talented woman, as all professional sports players are. I'm always in awe of professional sports people, that kind of dedication. All of this World Cup talk, which is uplifting in so many ways, is overshadowed by Qatar's terrible stance on civil rights, where homosexuality is illegal and punishable by the death penalty. Beth Mead has spoken out against the choice of Qatar for the World Cup on Radio 4, and we applaud her for that. She said she was supporting the men themselves, but that she doesn't agree with the decision to hold the men's World Cup in Qatar. Personally, I feel if you're holding the World Cup, you can't criminalise like 10% of those who will be visiting. I mean, it's not just criminalising, potentially sentencing them to death. I mean, it's medieval. It makes me so cross. There are so many stories coming out of Qatar. People not being allowed to wear rainbow hats, rainbow T-shirts. The players being told to take off the One Love armbands. I'm not a football fan particularly, but I find it so depressing that something on an international platform is allowed to happen in a place which is, like I say, it just sounds medieval to me.
It is. I think it's deeply upsetting. And I think to host the World Cup, that is an honour. Yeah, to be the picked location for such a global celebrated event. And I can't help asking, why has this huge honour been bestowed upon a country that has such horrific human rights record, not just for LGBTQIA people, importantly for LGBTQIA people, but also for women, for migrant workers. You know, I've been reading some things reported by Amnesty International, and the human rights record is not good, to say the very, very least. As you say, it is illegal to be gay there, and under Sharia law, there is the death penalty. It's very serious. So why has this country been given this honour? It makes me feel depressed and upset as well. But I think also it's so important when we're talking about this. So it's awful for LGBTQIA football fans or players or people who want to go to it. But it's also, we need to talk about the reality of what it's like for LGBTQIA people and women and migrant workers who are from Qatar, who live in Qatar, and these very serious dangers that they face when they're just trying to be themselves. So it is, it's horrific.
It really is. And you can see countries trying to make a stand, like Germany were photographed with the team, all had their hands over their mouths because they're not allowed to add anything to their kits. Really symbolic. It's like you're gagged. Mm. Roxy, to get Beth Mead on the cover of Diva, I think it's such a scoop. She must be so busy. How was that process?
Ever since that glorious Lioness victory that happened earlier this year, we've been trying to get a lioness on the cover. And Beth Mead, obviously, as the Golden Boo, as such an awesome gold scorer. For many people, I think Beth is probably the woman of the year.
Yes, yeah,
you know,
I think
she
so.
She was a dream to manage to get Beth on the cover. And I think she's just fantastic. I love what she's doing for, and what all the lionesses are doing for women's football. I love the honesty and the openness and the warmth with which Beth talks about her own journey, not just professionally, that's important, but also with her own sexuality and identity. And really excitingly in this issue, we've got an exclusive extract from Beth's new book, and it's a really juicy one because it's a really good bit.
It's a great little piece. It's great.
It is. It's really good. And it's all about the first time Beth Mead, the Golden Boot, kissed a girl.
Woohoo!
Exactly. Yeah. So three cheers for that one. So it's a really gorgeous extract as well. So we're just thrilled. We're just thrilled to kind of finish off the year with this lioness cover. And as you say, roaring for women and non-binary people everywhere, and roaring into 2023. And oof, that cover, I love it. She's mid-goal scoring. It's so dynamic. She's just going for it. I love
it. When you look at the magazine, you look at her face, you see the determination in her whole body in that shot when she's kicking the ball like that. And then you flick through the magazine and you see these lovely photos where she's twinkly. You can really see the two sides of someone who has to be so committed to what she does. It's everything. And then you can see a slightly mischievous, playful looking woman. And the photographer, Mark Harrison, I think has just really captured these two sides of her so beautifully. It's a really lovely piece and a great way to kick off 2023.
Oh, bravo. Very good. Oh,
very good. I liked my tortured metaphors. And let's talk about the Christmas films, Roxy. You are the queen of Christmas. Don't know if listeners can hear your tinsel rustling and your baubles knocking around there.
Hang on a second, Rachel. My baubles knocking around there. My goodness, what a visual picture.
Paint the picture, Faye. Tell us a bit about some of these Christmas tips that you've got.
Yeah.
Festive cheer.
We have a wonderful feature in the magazine called Santa Baby. Please, can we have more Queermas films? And this is another fabulous one by Nick Crossara, the superstar. And it's all about the fact that we've had, as a community, we had a kind of little boom of representation in the Christmas film genre. Like, last year was actually pretty awesome. And 2020 as well. We had things like Happier Season, that was so great,
yeah,
which starred Kristen Stewart in a cozy jumper and Aubrey Plaza in a sexy blazer and just loads of queer icons in the snow being gay and fabulous. So that one was great. And then we had like Single All the Way last year, the Netflix one, which stars gay icon Jennifer Coolidge, who forever will be iconic and just gorgeous and Stifler's mom. And then we had like Christmas at the Ranch. We've had all these different like booms in Christmas queer films. But then this year, it's like all the snow has melted away. What the hell? Where's our gay Christmas films? What's going on? So the feature is kind of looking at the queer Christmas films of Christmas past, but also kind of saying, okay, so we're not just a trend. It's not cool to just have one year where there's loads of queer Christmas films and then to just move on to something else. Straight people get a countless number of Christmas movies all about some lovely lady who's gone back to her hometown and fallen in love over some tinsel. We'd like that, please. We'd like some butch harp throbs, as the article says, sharing mulled wine. We'd like some queer romance. We'd like some more diversity. So it is a call for more queer Christmas films. Oh, and we can't discuss queer Christmas films without talking about Carol,
of course.
The ultimate queer Christmas film, with Kate Blanchett being gorgeous in mid-century Manhattan.
though.
So that, you know, that got us all going. And now we, quite frankly, we need some more.
That's such a luscious film, isn't it? It's so rich and opulent and it's just so beautifully shot. You're right. It's like maybe there was a bit of a zeitgeist a couple of years ago and everyone was saying, oh, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. You can't just nod to a community and then move away. I mean, that's not the way to do it, is it? You've got to continue. You've got to continue that.
You've got to. A puppy is not just for Christmas and a queer film is not just for 2020. Like, you know, we're all year round, every Christmas.
Exactly.
Let's be gay.
Isn't Kate Blanchett about to do another film?
Yes. So Kate Blanchett is about to, very excitingly, do another queer film called, I think it's Tar, but it's all about Kate Blanchett playing the renowned musician Lydia Tarr.
Right.
And she does play gay in it. Fantastic news for divas everywhere. Kate Blanchett is once again doing what she does so well, playing a gay lady in a film. So we can't wait for that one.
And maybe there'll be a scene where she's wearing Christmas baubles or something, if we're lucky. A whisper of Christmas in there. It's not fair that there aren't new films. We always end up watching the same Christmas films every year. Drag those out and watch them again. They're still festive.
You've got to. What's your Christmas films that you go to, Rachel?
Well, I watch a lot of things like Mary Poppins. It's all about my 13-year-old. Mm. It's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and all of that. Yes. Bedknobs Classic. And Broomsticks, all those classics. Love all
that. Oh, I love a Bedknob and Broomstick.
No, who doesn't love a Bedknob and Broomstick? Very good and good fun, because then you can dance around the kitchen afterwards singing. There's also a lovely piece from Eleanor Noyce, an interview with the comedian Zoe Lyons, who will be featured on Pod Diva later this month. Zoe's in her 50s. She is a regular on Have I Got News For You. She's doing this bald ambition tour. Zoe has alopecia. I love her energy and her outlook, and she's really one to be admired. She said, one of the lovely things about getting older and giving less of a shit is that you don't care whether people like you or not. And I was like, well, yeah, welcome to your 50s, Zoe. Or maybe it's welcome to postmenopausal lioness roaring. You know, she said, I hope that they can see that there is a bright side to even the darkest elements of life. I will always get through hard times by having a laugh. I mean, it's something that I strive towards. This is how to get through, you know, even the darkest times. The humor, if you can look for it and bring it, the queer joy within that. So we have a lot to look forward to this month. We have Zoe Lyons for a start. We have Dakota Schiffer, the first openly trans woman to appear on RuPaul's Drag Race in the UK. Just really lovely interview there with Eleanor Noyce. And again, to see the pictures of Dakota Schiffer, which are stunning. I love those pictures where she's in the lilac and green with the fur trim. I mean, just a gorgeous look.
Yeah, beautiful.
And lots of other amazing interviews coming up in this lead up to Christmas and the festive season. Jingle, jingle. It's a brilliant issue. Roxy, congratulations on another fantastic issue of Diva.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. And thank you so much for having me back on Pod Diva. It's a place I love to be with my baubles, with my tinsel, with my Mrs. Claus mug, and with lovely you. What a lovely December debrief episode.
I know. I feel like we should be eating mince pies. It's Christmas. Christmas is coming. Get ready. Christmas is coming. So we should wish all our lovely, lovely listeners a very, very Merry Christmas, wherever you are, however you're celebrating, or even if you're not celebrating, have a lovely festive period. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Rachel. Let's get
happy
this right.
Happy holidays. I'm sorry. I must do better. Happy holidays. That's so much better.
Exactly. Tis the season to be merry and gay, and tis the season to just have a fabulous time, whether or not you're into Christmas, whatever holidays you are or aren't celebrating, just to enjoy yourself and be yourself and have a happy, happy holidays.
Ho, ho, homosexual, as you said before. Roxy, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we will see you next month on Pod Diva.
Poddiva.
Thank you for listening to Poddiva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA plus women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.